This time, when the colors reformed, she saw herself, as though a spotlight shone down on her. She was much younger, about 10, and wrapped in a woolen blanket. Her hair hung in two long, frazzled braids with loose strands coming out of them. Dirt and twigs clung to her, and she peered into a mirror over a bowl of something from which steam rose. Because of the steam, the image wasn't super clear, but Linda could see her younger self's lips moving, saying something. Even though the girl was her, she also knew it was not her. As though she were the girl looking into the mirror, and, at the same time, an observer standing in the corner and watching. Instinctively, she knew she had to hear what words the girl spoke. She stilled and focused her sight and hearing, harnessing a tranquility that cleared and sharpened her mind. Her breaths came even and deep, and then, as if the volume button had been pressed, the girl's voice came to her. "You must remember. You must remember. You must remember," she chanted, looking into the mirror. Her eyes were large and charcoal gray, and she seemed to be concentrating with all her being on those three words. But those were all she said. After a few more moments, Linda became frustrated. Remember what? This girl knew something. She was the key to the horrible dreams. Linda could feel it. But if so, why didn't she say more? She waited a few more moments, hoping the girl would continue. When she didn't, Linda cried out, "Remember what? Tell me!" The little girl sucked in a breath, and then her dark gaze shifted in the mirror from her own reflection to Linda's. She seemed amazed to see Linda there, but she paused no longer. Her words came out in a rush. "You are both in grave danger. Tonight." Linda surfaced to consciousness again, unwillingly this time. As she swept away, she could see the girl's lips moving, but the sound had been turned off again. The image shattered like glass, and she woke to Falk shaking her by the shoulders.